Our reading for today is from the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 1 through 23. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, to the saints who are in Ephesus and are faithful in Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us for adoption as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, with which he has blessed us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us in all wisdom and insight, making known to us the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In him we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things, according to the counsel of his will, so that we who were the first to hope in Christ might be to the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it, to the praise of his glory. For this reason, because I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, I do not cease to give thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him, having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his great might that he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And he put all things under his feet, and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Ryan Furman, Zion Lutheran Church, Wausau, Wisconsin.
Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. That is Paul's prayer for the Ephesians and my prayer for you this day. Paul writes to the Ephesians not because there's a problem at the church at Ephesus, but simply to strengthen and encourage them in the faith. Good reminder to us that we too should encourage and build up our brothers and sisters in the faith. Paul shows us the way to do that, and we're going to pick up at verse 17 because he prays there, and he prays for their edification, their building up. Prayer is an important part of encouraging others. He says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and the revelation in the knowledge of him. And so there you have the Father and you have the Spirit together, and the third person, that you may have the revelation of the knowledge of him, of God, of course, comes through the Son, Jesus Christ, through whom we know the Father. Now, why does he pray this? That the eyes of your understanding would be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of your calling, what is the riches of the glory of the inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power usward, who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Now, what is the best example of the working of his mighty power? What could it be? What is this favor that the Father has shown us, and that we would have wisdom through the Spirit? Verse 20, that which he had wrought in Christ. Christ, what a wonderful name. It means the anointed, the one that has the Holy Spirit, and he has the Holy Spirit. He is the one that can send the Spirit. Christ. In the Old Testament, the name would be Messiah. Christ. That is the promised son of the woman, the one who would crush the serpent's head, though his heel would be bruised, and thus undo the effects of the fall. That sin would be done away with, the curse would be removed, and a new creation would come forth. Christ, that is the one to who is the seed of Abraham, through whom all nations would be blessed, including you. Christ, who is great David's greater son, to whom David would bow the knee, and the one who would reign on David's throne forever, the king. Christ, who is the one sent by the Father, that all who would believe in him would not perish but have eternal life. Christ, who came in our flesh, because we could not live under the word of God, he who is the word came to live for us and die for us. This is Christ. And when he raised him from the dead, says Paul, when he raised him from the dead is when it was confirmed that everything that happened on the cross, that the blood shed there was for the forgiveness of sins for you and for me, that as he is raised from the dead, we are justified. That is, we stand before the Father with a clean slate, forgiven. Christ, when he had raised him from the dead and set him in at his own right hand in the heavenly places, the right hand of power and authority, far above principalities, powers, mights, dominions, every name that is named, every nation that has been, every leader that has been, is or will be, that of the realm that we see and that of the spirit, the angelic, is under him. There is nothing outside his authority and power, no situation that is beyond his control. And we can rest in that, knowing the hope of our calling is one that is not of disorder or one that is of evil, but rather is life under him. And then there is the promise, but also that which is to come. For we have an inheritance, it says, in him, and the inheritance is to be like him. For he is our head. And as our head, he does what is good for his body. We, his body, each bit and each part. And the inheritance is to be like the head. And so just as he is raised from the dead, the working of the Father's mighty power towards us, so to us will we be raised from the dead in Christ, and we will be glorified, head and body together, eternally, full of life, full of the glory of the Father. And that's how you encourage, to point to Christ, who is for you, and to point to the future that is in him with eternal life. May that grace be to you today, and may that peace for eternity from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ encourage you and lift you up.
We thank Pastor Ryan Furman for this meditation on God's Word.